number there.
It's probably California race.
No, that one is, sorry, yeah.
Two Scots.
Was that a five?
S. Lovely.
Great.
So, Joey, that's your number there.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Zeros.
That's it. Good. Now, who is friends with Thomas? Who is friends with Thomas?
Yeah.
Thomas, you are. Okay. Good. I'll give you Thomas's number when we get there.
Right.
Chris, that's your number. You've already got that, maybe on the card or not? Take it down. Good. Good to have you back, Chris.
I'll tell you another story about the Red Gums. The Red Gums down on the interstate border.
Okay.
They're being sliced.
Oh, God. I know all about that. So, that's Thomas's number. And your number is, who are you now? You are
King,
Steve.
King, King, Stephen.
The only real Yankee in the room.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, lovely. And Nicholas, is it?
No.
No. You're Jack. Oh, yeah, you moved your seat.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's good. Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's good. That's yours. That's it. Yep, good. And you're Ian, correct? Yeah, good.
See you there, Ian.
What number is it in? Computer number?
S00. Computer number 00.
It's kind of repetitive, so.
1944.
If you currently do write poetry,
that's it.
Right.
Good, lovely.
Absolutely, you'll find there are some of the assignments you'll be able to do.
Okay. No, it's a capital S. I don't think it's case sensitive. I don't think it is. That's a student code. Student code. So I'm not understanding the question here. Yeah. Yeah. That's your student. That's a student number. You put in that you're a student. Yeah.
And the number is that number.
That's your number. Your student number.
Oh, okay.
Now, everybody, listen up carefully. Mong. Mong.
Yes.
Tibby. This is very important. What I'm going to tell you now, but I'll have to tell you again probably anyway. You have to put two numbers in to get to the Leo. One is your student ID number, which is what I've just given you, and the password is your birth date, 8 digits. Day, month, year, 8 digits.
Okay.
So that if you are, as I am, born on the 3rd of March. No, sorry, that's wrong. I got it wrong straight away. And I've used this bloody pen here. Chuck this pen away! Sorry, just missed you.
It's a permanent marker, though.
I don't know who uses pens like that on whiteboards. They ought to be.
I'll tell you how to get rid of it. If you write over it with one that's not permanent.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, Rosanna, why don't we have you here more often? It sort of works, but not really. No, it sort of works. there's eight digits, 29th March 1948. So that's what your password is. Not that, but your birth date. So you can work it out.
So you were 14 when I was born. Are you my father?
Is that right? I was 14, was I? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. 14 when you were born. My God. No, I don't think I was. I was in North Africa then, believe it or not.
At 14?
In Libya.
Hey.
Yeah, my father was in the British Army.
Oh, fair enough.
And he was posted to Libya and various places. I came out here when I was 16 and a half, in 64. Okay, so we're still on the Leo website here, and I just wanted to show you a few other little tricks on the website. So I've put here unit resources, and some of those unit resources are on my blog site, and some of them are on the ACU website, but these are ones I thought you'd need immediately. So you can click onto each of these and just have a little look around. There, for instance, is Write Better Right Now. And there is Guide to Effective English Grammar. And there is MLA Referencing. And there is ACU Academic Skills, with all sorts of links, sublinks in there. So you can explore these things. And then each week, I put up stuff. So this is for week one. So for week one, other resourceful devices. Now this one here, poetic devices. If you haven't done poetry at school, and you haven't looked at poetry for a long time, then this document is really good, really helpful. Sort of explains terms, ideas. It's only three or four pages long, but it's a lovely document that will help you understand something more about poetry, what it is. And here are links. Now, you know, when you surf, if you try and find Shakespeare, you just get mithered. So I spend a little, I mean, I've done a lot of work online. So I've selected here what I think to be good informative links for you to learn about the writers that we're looking at today. So for instance, we've just read the poem by Richard Tipping on mangoes. So if you want to learn a little bit about Richard Tipping, and it's always good to know a little bit about the authors we're doing, then there it is. There's a good link in the Australian Poetry Library. And so you've got a little collection of places to go to look about the authors. And that's it really. And next week, week two, and I'll be putting up this week, at the end of this week, I'll put up a blog topic for you. A blog topic. The first one that comes to mind, I'll put a few blog topics up. The first one comes to mind is say a bit about yourself and say where you're from and say where you live. And I mean, if you want to start that this afternoon, you can. Where do you start that? You go here, Practice Blog Space. Click on Practice Blog Space and simply, if you go back to the... It says you do not have permission to add a new discussion topic for all participants.
Is it because you're not signed in properly?
It's probably because I'm not signed in properly. Hopefully when you get on there this afternoon, and we'll have a check of this, you should be able to go in and just write your own to your new topic. Why does it say not have permission for all participants? Okay. Let me just try and log in. No, I won't bother about that now, but that's where you put in your blog, and we'll do one this afternoon. So I want to go there, that's where you put your practice blog in there, and there's all the writers we're doing and there's other resources. And if you want to ask me a question, as I said, you can either send me an email direct from the email address on the front of the unit outline, or you can put a question in my office there and just post a question. And it comes into my inbox. Anybody got any questions about any of that? You'll learn about it as you do it. It's pretty easy once you get in there.
It's with the library.
Yep.
The Australian Poetry Library.
Yep.
Is there a search engine in that?
There is a search engine in that. Yep.
Sure.
There's a search engine there. Yep. And of course, you can go to the ACU library as well, which has got a lot of stuff in. Here's the ACU library. And the ACU library's got lots of books and articles, and many of them you can read online as well. But for the moment, stay neat with what we're doing. Don't worry too much about wider research at the moment.
Oh, sorry, that was a question for like 20 years down the track when I'm...
Nah, 2 months, 2 weeks down the track. Okay, let's come back to this poem, Mangoes. Mangoes are not cigarettes. Mangoes are fleshy, skinful, passionate fruits. You all got the page, page 8 in front of you. Might be a smuggler. That's interesting.
Because some of the things were brought out, cigarettes, not built to fit, not extra-mile, and then not cigarettes to drink. So obviously he's saying something more personal.
He's in denial.
Absolutely.
He's in denial.
He's a reformed smoker.
Well, seems to have something about authority as well, because he brings up parents and parliament.
Mm-hmm. Brings up what, sorry, Stephen?
Parents in Parliament. And now I'm wondering if he smokes Parliament cigarettes.
Yeah.
Mangoes are debauched, anti-socialized, mangoes are positive good in the world.
So, well, one thing I just want to point out to you is he uses one very interesting and very obvious poetic device. Poetic device. Now, I said earlier that, you know, poets use language more intensively than in prose. And one of the things they often do to create intensity is repetition. Now, you wouldn't get away with the sort of repetition that he's done in ordinary conversation, but in a poem you can do anything. It's like music. Mangoes, 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 mangoes. Mangoes like poetry! Mm. They love poetry. Have you eaten a mango, Mom?
Yes.
It's like eating a poem, isn't it? Ah! Oh. The texture, the juice running down through your beard if you've got one.
It's a very indirect word,
Very, yeah. So mangoes are beautiful, succulent, luscious. Anybody think about what else mangoes conjures up for them? Ian, what does mangoes do for you?
Juicy, popular.
Yep, fantastic. Juicy, popular. Somehow, and yet this poem is trying to say something about mangoes. Stephen's put his finger on it, and Nick's put his finger on something. Tell us more, Nick.
I'm just thinking, for me, mango, personally, mine, with me, mangoes, I'm thinking is very symbiotic, because me, I have to have mangoes with something. I can't just have mangoes by their own mind.
Okay. Symbiotic. They demand something else from you, something else. Okay, great. Yes, Joey.
There's also the mango wheat bars, that brings to mind.
Yeah.
I think of fruitiness.
Fruitiness. Beautiful. That's lovely. It's a nice word, fruitiness. You know what's so good about that word? Fruitiness. It sounds full of texture. It sounds full of sauce. You know, words are sounds. Words are music. Words capture the essence of the thing we're talking about. Fruitiness.
Yeah. Very productive.
Yeah, productive. You can feel it producing saliva in the corners of your mouth. You know, I'm German speaking. My mother is Austrian. And in Austrian, one of the cakes we love is Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte with cream, mit Schlagobers. Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte mit Schlagobers. Oh, you almost die by hearing the sounds of the word. And that's what poetry does. Sounds. Das ist gut. sounds is one of the most important ingredients of effective poetry. Sounding. Sounding. Nick.
My best friend Roman, she has a business, she's trying to start up again.
She makes Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte.
No, she does. It's called Culinary with Words.
Culinary with Words.
Colour me with words.
Colour me with words. Fantastic.
Yeah, she wants to do t-shirts and towels with words like peace, love, happiness.
Yeah, fantastic. Because words have got emotional texture, haven't they? They've got richness, they've got sound, they've got meaning, all those sorts of things. What else are mangoes for Richard Tipping?
Sexual,
sensual, erotic, absolutely, all those elements there. Ah, you know, they're so subversive, aren't they? Subversive of people walking around in stiff suits and seducive, that's it. Mangoes are what parents and parliaments warn against. Mangoes like making rude noises. Pick out the one. Now, what he's doing here, he's comparing mangoes with. Now, when you compare something with something else, this is another key poetic device. And there are two ways of comparing. You either say it's like or as. Like a kiss. And that's a simile. Or you say it is something. Mangoes are sensual beings. You're saying it is, or it's like. If it's ah, then it is a
sensual, very sensational.
You know what it is when you, what's the difference between a simile and a, what's the other word?
It's a metaphor.
Metaphor. So metaphor is when you compare one thing to another. This is something. The man is a lion.
Comparing word.
Comparing word. But if you put like in, they call it a simile. So there's a distinction between a simile and a metaphor. They're both ways of comparing. Some people say that a metaphor is more intense. Okay, what I want you to do, I want you to pick one of the comparisons in this poem. Is it a simile or a metaphor? You can decide. Pick the one that you like best. Have a look at it now. Pick it, think about it, and then tell us about it. Go for it.
Choose our best line.
You choose your best comparison. Mangoes are mangoes. You choose your best comparison. Which one do you like best and why? 2 minutes to think about it. Let everybody think about it first before we jump in. Put a ring around it on the page, the one that you like best. Think for 30 seconds why you like it best. What is it about that comparison that sort of stands out for you as really good in the context? Okay, so let's... Scott, let's hear you. What's your thought? Which one did you pick?
Mangoes
are, which, whereabouts is that? I'm not picking it.
Third
stanza.
Yeah, third.
Mangoes are violently soft. Great one to pick. What is it about that that struck you? Perfectly ripe and inviting. Yeah, perfectly ripe and inviting. Scott. Violently soft. I think you picked it up really in your word perfectly. Anyone like to add to what Scott said there about perfectly contrasting?
They're so soft. So unbelievable.
Yep. Good. Any other thoughts about it, Ian?
Like the words, the moving, eyes wide shut.
Sorry?
It reminds me of the movie that, as you were saying, it's a contrast.
Yeah, it reminds you of the movie, The Eyes Not Shut.
No, eyes wide shut.
Eyes wide shut. That's brilliant. I don't know that movie.
Yeah.
It's
two opposites bang together. So that's a really good observation. And thanks for picking that line up, Scott. Now, what about, where's the other Scott? Is the other Scott still here, or is the other Scott gone? Scott Morton.
He's gone.
Yeah, is he gone for good?
I'm not sure. I think he's having a bad day.
That's a pity. So we'll have to move away from the Scots in the community, and let's move to Jackie. Is that how I pronounce your name? How would you like it?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Which line did you pick, Jack?
Well, actually, building it up, I picked the same.
The same one! Okay, tell us about it. Add your thoughts.
Well, basically for the contrast of two words, that violent and soft.
And what does that evoke?
Well, extreme.
Extreme.
It's like
extreme.
Totally smooth.
Totally smooth. Well, that's what Scott said too. Perfectly. Totally, something so total. There is something total about a mango.
Yeah.
Very good. Good. Okay, well, let's move to, what about Joey?
Okay, I chose mangoes are debauched antisocialites.
Oh, I knew you'd pick that one. Debauched antisocialites. So tell us about that.
To me, it invokes the shame of having to clean yourself up after a mango.
Brilliant. I still remember eating a mango only this week in the staff room at work, and not wanting to eat it in my office because I'd get all the stuff on my hand, and going into the staff room and eating it, then hoping no one would come in because I had it all over my beard and all over my fingers. Debauched antisocialites. Perfect. Very good.
I'm just Mung. Yeah. I have got a business. Someone has just explained about mangoes. Mangoes are violent. That one is, I have got a contrast for this, a comparison. Green mango,
yep.
Fresh green mango is a good contrast for this one.
It is.
Because we use fresh green mango in cooking fish.
Right.
If we eat, it's violently sour.
Is it?
So it's like an explosion. So
right.
We can use a green mango for, yeah.
That's fantastic. I've never had a violently sour mango with fish before.
That
never
sounds
had.
Great.
It sounds brilliant.
They use it to cook the fish.
They use it to cook the fish.
Yes.
So, Maung, what is your nationality?
I was born in Burma.
And is that where they make this fish, in Burma?
A lot of fishes, yes.
With green mangoes?
Yes, green mangoes. Mangoes especially are growing in the mountains.
Yep.
The mountains,
yep.
Are very sour.
Ah, right.
Very sour.
Very sour.
We cannot eat like it.
Almost like a chili, but in the other direction.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
That's a good concept. So if you wrote this poem, you'd put that line in there. A Burmese version of this poem. Violently sour.
Yes.
Good. Excellent. But Maung, while we've got you, which line did you like most in this poem?
Okay. Mangoes are greedy, delicious, tongue teasers.
Mangoes are greedy, delicious tongue teasers.
Yes.
What about that? What struck you about that line?
Ripe mangoes.
Yep.
Are very sweet. Making people.
Yep.
To taste.
Yep.
The sweetness of the mango.
And it's so sweet that it twists your tongue around and
yes.
Gotta have more. something like that.
Yeah, we keep tasting those the delicious the delicacy of mango.
That's it.
Mango.
That's it.
It was so fantastic.
Fantastic. That's right. So this poem is this poem is, you know, about sensual eating, and it's about sensual appetites, and it's about political subversion, and it's about beauty of fruit, and this list could get longer and longer and longer. So Tibby,
yeah.
What was your favorite line? Is it Tib or Tibby? Whatever I want.
Tib.
Okay, good.
Mangoes are idiosyncratic seasonal seducers.
Tell us about that line.
A
little bit like Moans. Yeah.
I feel like you're just powerless over it. Powerless.
Powerless over it, because a seducer, you can't resist a seducer.
It's seasonal, like girls, they just pop up from nowhere. And they make this thing, and it just happens that you're just trapped in it.
Yeah, they're right. Idiosyncratic seasonal, beautiful.
Do they say the same about
boys? He doesn't know, he hasn't had the experience.
He's a good
one, he doesn't care.
These are beautiful young ladies, you mean, yeah?
That's it.
Seasonal, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So who haven't we had yet? We haven't had Stephen. Go, Stephen.
Yes, right. I chose mangoes,
mangoes are what parents and parliaments warn against. Yeah, good.
So I see it as so good. Too good. Too good for you.
Yeah.
Too good to be good.
Yeah.
Rebelliously potent good.
Fantastic. You've added to the poem. You've ad-libbed your own stanza there. That's brilliant. I love it. And you notice that mangoes are, there it's a metaphor, but the next line, mangoes like, actually that's not a simile. Mangoes like making rude noises, because like is not like or as there. Like is being used as a verb.
Yes.
Who else hasn't had a chance? Chris. Oh, mangoes like slush and kissing.
I mean, once you're into a mango, it's just all over you,
right? That's
right. And they're soft to the taste, but they spread.
They do.
And it's like, a genuine kiss.
Yes.
Once you start, it's not just the tongue, but the teeth, the whole mouth, the whole ears involved.
Yeah,
the
fantastic.
So that's the sense of...
total
commitment with a mango.
Total commitment with a mango. Wonderful. Beautiful. Have we missed anybody yet?
No.
Nicholas.
Okay, I chose the last stanza. Is that what it looks like?
Yep. Line.
Line. Okay. Because
mangoes like poetry.
Mangoes like poetry is my best because it finalizes the poem well.
Yep.
And it describes what mangoes likes to do in his own personal time.
Yep.
And what makes a mango a mango. And also, if mangoes are kept fresh with poetry, the smell is really bad. It becomes repulsive. The opposite of what sort of mangoes are in the prior everything.
Beautiful. Lots there in that thought. Mangoes like poetry. Mangoes like poetry. Well, what's it saying about it? What it's saying about poetry as well as about mangoes?
Yes.
What is poetry? Potentially.
It's very passionate.
It's all the sorts of things we've been talking about. It's subversive, it's passionate, it's physical, it's immediate, takes your emotions. All those elements. Mangoes, it's wonderful really that he's chosen mangoes as a subject to explode his whole idea of what poetry is all about. What poetry can do, what it is in our lives if we open ourselves to it.
So it could be mangoes is like poetry.
it could be mangoes is like poetry, but also mangoes love poetry. Mm. So it's, you know, that, what you've just pointed out, is what I was trying to angle towards. That word there, in poetry, so often words are used with ambiguity, deliberate ambiguity. Deliberate ambiguity. Now, what is ambiguity? Ambiguity, more than one meaning. More than one meaning. You know what? Shakespeare often had three or four or five meanings to a word. When you read the Shakespeare play, you hear one word, when you go back and read it, it's so rich because the word means all those different things. And that's again how poetry works. It's just like that first poem we looked at, fish hooks, eyes, you know, the number of meanings that are contained in those words when you open it out. That's what poetry is. It's 4 minutes to 4. We finish at 4 o'clock, and those that can stay back will go to the computer. But I just want to introduce the next poem to you. Judith Wright's poem, A Wattle Tree, which is on page 20. And we won't have time now to go through this, but we can start with this one next week. Because we've got a few weeks on poetry now. We're going to walk through these poems and enjoy each one just as we've enjoyed mangoes. The wattle tree. And you all know what a wattle tree is. You've seen a wattle tree. I love this poem. This poem is very deep, but also very descriptive. And what Judith Wright seems to be able to do with this poem, she looks at the whole of a wattle tree, she looks at the tree, and of course the wattle tree is like a mirror of the sun. If you think about the sun with all its yellow light, a wattle tree is like a mirror of the sun. But then if you take each individual, I don't know if you've picked the individual wattle flower, the wattle flower, you know, the wattle flower, I wish I had a yellow one of these. But the wattle flower is made up of all these little round, these are, each one is like a little sun.
Acacia.
And she looks at this wattle tree and she sees this wattle tree as an amazing creation. And she wishes that she as a poet could make such a creation. And what is poetry if it is not creation? It is creation. Poetry is creation. Let's read this poem. Now, I'm not going to do too much explaining of it. In fact, I'm not going to do any explaining of it. I'm going to leave this poem with you to ponder and think about. And you go on to Leo this week. I'll be putting some comments up there about what we've done today and suggesting readings for next week. If you go into week 2, you'll find readings that we're going to do. Let me just read the poem to finish off with. The tree knows 4 truths. How can a tree know anything? But trees do know something. Earth, water, air, and the fire of the sun. Fire, earth, water, air. Those are the 4 things the tree knows. And those things are what produce that wattle tree. So that tree knows something. The tree holds 4 truths in one. Root, limb, and leaf unfold out of the seed, and these rejoice till the tree dreams it has a voice to join 4 truths in one great word of gold. Then she says, oh, that I knew that word. Oh, I wish I knew that word. The wattle trees found the word to make that one word of gold. Oh, that I knew that word. I should cry loud, louder than any bird. Oh, let me live forever, I would cry. For that word makes immortal what would wordless die. And perfectly and passionately welds love and time into the seed, till tree renews itself and is forever tree. like out of the seed, the tree renews itself. And look at the next stanza, the way it's written. What happens to the seed? Then upward from the earth and from the water, then inward from the air, and the cascading light poured gold till the tree trembled with its flood. So the language of that stanza seems to be almost mimicking the movement of the tree as it bursts out of the ground into this gold vision. And the last stanza says, now from the world's four elements, earth, water, air, and fire, I make my immortality. As a poet, she's kind of looking at the tree and she's saying, what can I make for myself? Can I make myself immortal? It shapes within the bud. What? Her poem? Yes, now I bud, and now at last I break into the truth I had no voice to speak, into a million images of the sun. My God. So is she talking about the wattle tree, or is she talking about herself as the poet? Or is she talking about both? Is she talking about the sun? So I'll leave you with all those questions, and next week we'll come back to this and we'll have a discussion on what this... I think this poem is incredible. It's like a... I don't know if any of you have heard the word alchemy before.
Yeah.
Alchemy is turning
lead into
gold, and this is turning earth, water, sludge into gold. So... please, if you want to stay, you have to stay. We don't have to stay, but we've got learning partners coming at 5:30. But the computers are available for you. You've got your student login number. You've got your password. I'm going to be hanging around. You can go into Leo. You can start doing a blog if you want. You can have a look at all the things there. And this is your beginning. There is a learning partners session tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, it's not tonight. No, it's not tonight. It's for me tonight. I've got to stay and talk to them and tell them what a good crowd you are and how easy it's going to be for them to work with you next week. See you next week.
Are these folks...